From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody, it's Thursday, November 18th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you who are celebrating your birthday. I hope you enjoy your special day. Welcome, new listeners. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for coming around. Regular listeners, I love you. Here's your daily San Fran Fentanyl, Slum Fran Feces, Sad Francisco, Smug Francisco. San Francisco weather report. It's currently 55 degrees and cloudy. It has been drizzling. I'm recording in the early evening. I'm talking about the thin line between shoplifting and anarchy. Yeah, well, I again have to thank the Daily Mail for demystifying San Francisco. I've mentioned them again at this show. First, I'd like to thank the Daily Mail for continuing to demystify San Francisco for an international audience. It seems that mainstream media in America has a, they're not talking about it. They're really not talking about what's going on here. And the story will keep getting out. They had a story that the DA is finally prosecuting a repeat shoplifter. The lady had stolen over $40,000 worth of items over 120 visits. Now, this is normal in San Francisco. Those of you who are, quote, anti-corporation, unquote, eye roll. Because if you think that the corporations are bad and stores like Target, which is the store in question, and Walgreens and all those drugstores, etc., need to be out of business, well, you are putting college students out of jobs. You are depriving communities of sources for nourishment, prescription medication for elderly. You are a lot of people who are anti-corporation in that way that think corporations deserve to be looted are frankly ignorant. There, I said it. So the Daily Mail called him woke. The woke DA finally prosecutes a shoplifter. The comments are scathing. And I have said this before at the show. However, I do shows daily. And everybody can't keep up. And I'm going to say this again. There's a thin line between shoplifting and looting, and it is anarchy. And then there's a thin line between looting and rape.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrac.
The first time I said this last summer, it was before I started organizing a block party. On social media, what I do is I block people. That's my way of gray rocking people. I don't do a lot of the social media back and forth fussing. That's useless. I just block people. So when I said there is a thin line between looting and rape last summer, the knee-jerk, hard left, they were calling me all sorts of names, mainly white people. The majority of the people that I do block are white people and some black males. The first time I got cursed out on social media, on Twitter, that is. First time I got cursed out on Twitter was by a black male. Called me the B word for no reason. Yeah, so there are a lot of nuts on social media, but there is a thin line between looting and rape. In fact, I don't think there's any line. Because the enablers say that looters deserve to loot because of the big, bad, evil corporations, or they need it. These are people that are myopic and ignorant. That means they lack knowledge and they really don't know what it's about when somebody's looting. Now, shoplifting might be a quality of life issue. Maybe somebody is a poor single mom and the money ran out. Hyperinflation, so they stole some milk, stole some baby food, things like that. I'm not saying it's okay, but things like that happen. Whereas you have career criminals and grisly junkies that go into stores to deliberately steal things, to exchange those things for money so they can continue their depraved lifestyle. It's not feeding children. Okay, it's feeding a drug addiction or just their own greed. Now, the thin line between looting and rape is this.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
The enablers say that the looters deserve to loot because of the big bad corporations, blah, 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 and they have a need. It's always about the need of the criminals. You notice these hard left freaks love criminals more than they do law and order. Now, if someone is allowed to loot because of their need, again, eye roll, then what is the difference between them going to take the sexuality of a male, and I'm going to put men right in front, or women? What's the difference between raping and looting? What's the difference? Please think about it. What's the difference? Then you have pure anarchy. If people are allowed to loot freely, then they are allowed to take your humanity away from you. Then, okay, looting, rape, murder. Where does it stop? It doesn't. It just keeps going on and on, deeper and deeper, worse and worse, which is why June 22, there will be a recall of the district attorney in San Francisco, California. And by the way, in the description box is a link to the Daily Mail article. I thank them again. And I thank you for listening. You know, I come to you every day. Make sure to subscribe to get the notifications because I post at different times in the day. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco, damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.